good evening, listeners, and welcome along here to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting from the Planet FM studio in Auckland here. And the programme is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Oliver Lee is my name. And that song tonight, we'll play that in memory of Dolores O'Riordan, the lead singer with the Cranberries, who passed away this day last year. And that was her singing all about Ave Maria, that she sang with Pavarotti, both now departed. But a nice rendition of or recognition of the Cranberries and Dolores will take place at the University of Limerick on Friday, when she will be posthumously awarded an honorary doctorate, and so will all members of the band. And they've just about completed their latest album, which Dolores was working on at the time of her death this time last year. So I hope wherever you're listening, you're going to be able to sit with us here for the next hour and hopefully enjoy the programme. We've got lots of music and lots of news from Ireland. Of course, the big breaking story is that Theresa May was given the biggest defeat in the House of Commons history last night, beaten by 230 votes. Her proposal to exit the European Union was voted down by both some of and indeed the opposition. So there's now, according to the front of the Irish Times today, Theresa May faces a no-confidence vote after historic Commons defeat on Brexit. Risk of disorderly Brexit concerns Dublin. The weather in Dublin today, it's a cold day with sunshine and showers, hail, thunder and snow on hills. And that'll be a big welcome to all the international students from all around the world who are arriving in Dublin this week, including my daughter Sinead, who'll be arriving there shortly for a 5 months exchange at the University College in Dublin. But no doubt they'll be enjoying the warmth of the pubs and indeed the university lectures, theatres and everything over the coming months. Okay, I just want to play a couple of songs tonight in memory of a good friend of the programme here and a proud Mayo man, Gerry Fork. And Gerry passed away suddenly over the weekend and was laid to rest yesterday, Tuesday, in Auckland. And he's regretted by his daughter, Jo, but also his sister, Josephine McKeever, and his sister-in-law, Winnie Bergen, regular listeners to Ireland Calling. So I thought I'd play a few songs in memory of Gerry. I always enjoyed meeting him at the Irish Club, especially on St. Patrick's Day, and from Swinford in the County Mayo. So Gerry, Lord have mercy on you. And here we are. First song is Take Me Home to Mayo, and then we'll have The Green and Red of Mayo by the Saw Doctors.
To break the chain, I raise the flag in England, prepare to fight or die. Far away from Mayo, happy needs an Irish guy. Take me home to Mayo, across the Irish Sea. One last longing, and I pray you'll not deny.
eye. That's the very me in Mayo, beneath an Irish sky.
Take me home to Mayo, across the Irish Sea. Home to dear old Mayo, where once I roamed so free. Take me home.
The green and red Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, stay forevermore, Peak, where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climbed the reek, where St. Patrick in its solitude looked down across Clubin, and with the ringing of his bell called the faithful there to pray.
Yes, indeed. That's the lads from Tuam there, the Saw Doctors, and they're singing all about the green and red of Mayo. And as I mentioned before, that song, I'm dedicating that to the memory of Jerry Forkin, who passed away this week. Jerry, originally from Swinford, in County Mayo. And may Jerry rest in peace, and hopefully those two songs will bring some comfort to Jerry's relatives and friends that are listening to the programme. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland. I'm in a different studio tonight, so there's a bit of variation in sound and everything. That's why, and I've only got all the music is coming on my phone, so hopefully nobody rings me, otherwise you'll be hearing a conversation while I'm playing music. Okay, well, as I said, the big story that's literally dominating the news, it's all the breaking news at the moment in Ireland, relates to Brexit, and there's pages and pages of it in the Irish Times here. And Theresa May now has 3 working days to come back to the Parliament with another plan. She may have to travel to Europe between now and then. And she has to obviously deal with a no-confidence motion in her leadership today. The DUP, who voted against her last night, said that they will vote for her to continue as Prime Minister in the leadership, or the no-confidence motion that's expected to be put to the floor by the leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn. So obviously this has huge impact on what's happening in Ireland. The other thing that's having an impact in Ireland is the fact that Leo Varadkar came out with his carbon footprint. He said he's going to eat less red meat. So that obviously didn't go down too well with the farming community in Ireland who have criticised him. And he's also been criticised for the way last week when he was, I think it was in Ethiopia, but there was inside a tent, there was a special greeting and welcome, but only all the men in the entourage were left outside, including the Irish ambassador to Ethiopia, a female, might be the Irish ambassador to Kenya. And but obviously there was a protocol to be followed, and the protocol dictated that no females were allowed into the tent where the presentations were taking place. Right, we'll take another bit of music, and this time I've got Luke Kelly and the Dubliners, and he's singing all about the travelling people, and this is the only reference that you'll hear about all the goings-on in New Zealand over the last few days. It's just gone from bad to worse in terms of the publicity over a group of travellers that may have Irish connections, but as Luke Kelly says, there's travellers in every community, and we'll dedicate this to all the good travellers out there from all around the world.
I'm a free-born man of the travelling people, got no fixed abode, with nomads I am numbered. Country lanes and byways were always my ways. I've never fancied being places, and the small birds sang when winter time was over. We'd pack our load and be on the road. They were good old times for the rover. In the open ground, you could stop and linger. And easy, no need to go faster. And sometimes we'd meet up with other people, hear the news or else swap family information. At the country fairs we'd be meeting there, all the people
listened to the old folks talking. All you freeborn men of the traveling people, every tinker, rolling stone, and gypsy rover, winds of change are blowing, old ways are going. Your traveling days will soon be over. I'm a freeborn man of the traveling people. Got no fixed abode.
Yes, Luke Kelly there, and a lovely song called The Travelling People. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a very hot evening here in Auckland. The weather is still very, very good in throughout most parts of New Zealand. We've got a bit of rain at the weekend, but certainly still lovely summery weather. If you're listening in Christchurch on a Saturday night, Wellington, Kapiti Coast on Sunday, and greetings to people listening around the globe and around New Zealand on planetaudio.org.nz. I had some good feedback to the programme last week, and especially the number of songs that I played from my good friend's album, Richard Mulligan's CD, I Never Knew You, and many people tuned in and heard that programme in Ireland. So if you're tuned in again this week, hopefully you're enjoying the music and the news that's coming out of New Zealand here tonight. We'll concentrate on sport at the moment. Obviously, the Heineken Cup rugby competition is coming to exciting times at the moment. The last round of games before the break for nearly 3 months before Six Nations gets underway takes place this weekend, and some big games indeed for all the Irish teams, who all won last weekend. Munster had a very convincing win. Ulster had an exciting over Racing 99 at Ravenhill. The only issue there is that former Irish and Munster player Simon Zeebo said that he heard racial taunts in his come his direction from one or two people in the crowd, and both Ulster Rugby and Racing 92 are investigating. But a great win for Ulster, and two tries scored by Jason Stockdale. But all three teams need to win this weekend, and the matches coming up this weekend are all, they don't get any bigger than this. So on Saturday you've got in the Champions Cup, Ulster, they're travelling to Leicester. They're playing Leicester in England, so that's a big game for them. A win there will see them through to the next round. Leinster, they're going to be without their captain and out half, Johnny Sexton. He's got damage to a knee, and I'm sure he's not going to take any chances ahead of the Six Nations, which gets away in 2 weeks' time. So Leinster had a big win last weekend away, and they play Exeter this weekend, and they're playing Wasps in at the Rico Stadium on Sunday, and then Munster, they're playing Exeter, and that's a big game for them. So a win there, or a draw with a bonus point, will see them through to the next round of the European Cup, now known as the Heineken Cup. And then Connacht had a good win, they nearly threw it, but they've got in their Challenge Cup, they're playing Bordeaux Bagels away, and a win there will certainly put them in good stead to come through and make the top four, which will guarantee them a direct route into the Heineken Cup for next year. And if they go on and win it like they did the Pro 14, that'll be another opportunity for them as well. So certainly big weekend for rugby. Of course, all the players will be hoping they don't get injured because of the Six Nations squad, which is going to be announced today, and it's expected that there'll be a few new faces there, as there's a few people injured, including Peter O'Mahony, who was injured last week. He had a rib injury. It looks like he will miss Munster's match this weekend. Righto, let's take another song here, and we've got Dolores Keane, Storm in My Heart.
Stormy winds and the raging seas, the driving
delivers me to this place. You bind up my wounds with your healing hands. You whisper sweet words on in the dark. You raise me up and you calm me down. You're starting the storm in my heart. A storm in my heart. A storm in my heart. You're starting a storm. The ghosts are there behind my back, racing clouds on in the night, breaking waves on a lonesome shore that leave the spirit bright. Don't touch the pulse.
Yes, the wonderful sound there of Dolores Keane and Storm in My Heart. And if you've tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we will go back to the travelling community for a minute, because there's a beautiful picture and story to go with it today in the Irish Examiner, because yesterday at the University of Limerick, Cindy Joyce, she became the first traveller to graduate with an honorary doctorate or a doctorate. And she's pictured with her parents and Edward and Mary at the University of Limerick after receiving her doctoral graduate degree from the Department of Sociology. And she's the first member of the travelling community to graduate with a PhD. So well done to her, and indeed to all the other graduates who graduated yesterday, 1,715 of them. And the weather didn't look too bad in the background, with so many smiling faces. But not smiling on the front of the Examiner is Theresa May. And this is obviously the worst day in her political life. And their headline says, "Eve of Destruction, Humiliation for May After the Biggest Defeat in Commons History, Carnage as the UK Heads Towards a No-Deal Exit 10 Weeks From Now." Boris Johnson says, "The deal is dead. Defeat, a massive mandate for renegotiation. Juncker, rejected deal is the only way to ensure an orderly withdrawal from the European Union. Ireland plans for the worst case scenarios. Government urges the UK to set out how it proposes to move forward. And Coveney, deal Brexit will be very challenging for the economy." Spectre of fresh border raised as Shane Ross says goods coming from across the frontier may be checked. So there's various discussions in whether Ireland is prepared for what's going to happen if there's a no-deal Brexit for Britain. And but over the coming days and weeks, there's going to be lots of negotiations to be done. Well, people are wondering, they're pretty sure global warming is happening because there's flowers seeding and grass is growing, and farmers, as I mentioned last week, are even making silage. And there's a picture here of two, I'd say, non-nationals, Elena Bladida and Maria Groza, picking daffodils at a West Cork daffodil farm in Bandon, County Cork, and it looks beautiful. But from my memory, daffodils wouldn't be blooming until late February, early March, when I was growing up. But I saw a farmer the other day, or an article in the Irish Farming paper, saying that there's definitely global warming because of the number of geraniums, I think he said, that seedings that were growing. What else has been happening? Looking through some of the other stories in the paper here, Dáil labours under Fitzgerald's party allegiances. The Cancora, Sean O'Farrell, winds up a Model T Ford as he launched the Dáil 100 experience at Leinster House with the help of characters representing different stages of Irish social and cultural life. The centenary of the first 100th anniversary of the setting up of the first Dáil took place last week, and of course that coincided with the start, the first shot that was fired that started the Irish Civil War as well. Farmers call for better dog control, and I mentioned earlier, fans remember Dolores O'Riordan. Tears and joy of sadness flowed in Limerick yesterday as the city remembered a native rock star, Dolores O'Riordan, on the first anniversary of her death. Song earlier on, and we'll go out with a song from her. But up next, we're going to have Jadon. We'll be right back. Yes, indeed. That's Jed Donnan and a couple of reels there called Kitty's Wedding and The Rambler. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, Donegal and indeed many parts of the country were an absolute shock on Friday last when news broke that a beautiful young mother of two, Dawn Croke, who taught at the Rosses Community School in Donegal, was killed tragically last Thursday evening. She was in the school grounds with her partner's six-year-old girl and a four-wheel drive, like a Toyota Hilux or a similar type vehicle. The grounds seemed to have, taken off and was heading towards her and the young girl. And she pushed the young girl out of the way and saved her life. But unfortunately, she was ran over, and despite huge efforts by people that were on the scene very quickly to save her, she passed away, and her funeral took place on Monday. Hundreds, in fact, probably thousands turned up, and terrible, terrible scenes. She was the mother of two young children, obviously separated, and she had a wonderful new partner who had young children as well, and he placed an engagement ring on her finger, which he was hoping to formally announce their engagement within a few weeks. So, as I said, it's her picture adorned the front of all the newspapers in Ireland over the weekend. Also on the front of many of the papers, especially on Saturday, was Adam Kelly from Skerries in County Dublin, a young 17-year-old student. He's a fifth-year pupil at Skerries Community College, and he won the top award in the 55th running of the Young Scientist exhibition. So his project was entitled Optimising the Simulation of General Quantum Circuits. There you go. Optimising the Simulation of General Quantum Circuits. His project uses state-of-the-art developments in the simulation of quantum circuits to develop an approach to optimally simulate an arbitrary quantum circuit. So I hope you can follow that. But anyway, he's got a big prize of €7,500, and he'll go on to represent Ireland at the World Young Scientist Exhibition. And of course, many of the winners of the Young Scientist Exhibition go on to set up businesses. And I know the two Collinson brothers, they won it, or certainly got a top prize for their project when they entered. I think they might have only been in fourth, or certainly wasn't in Leaving Cert year, and they now set up a Stripe payment system in the US that's worth in excess of $2 or $3 billion, reckoning. So well done there to young Adam, and he and his mum are pictured in this Irish Independent last week. What else has been happening? Obviously, politicians came back to work over there after the Christmas break. And other disturbing news was another blaze at a hospital, or at a hotel that was going to be housing refugees. And this is down at Rooski at the Shannon Quay West Hotel. So blaze at hotel will delay it being used by asylum seekers. The Justice Minister says he cannot say when a hotel damaged in a suspected arson attack will be open to accept asylum seekers. Minister Charlie Flanagan was speaking as Garda investigations began into the suspected arson at the vacant Roscommon Hotel on Thursday night. So that another hotel before Christmas was damaged up in Donegal as well. And this was a hotel that was going to be housing more refugees. So some not so nice people there. So, yeah, as I mentioned, the Taoiseach, he was spent last week visiting Ethiopia and Mali, and got into some strife in terms of some of the clothing he was wearing. He was wearing shirts that were kind of very designer. He's pictured here on Saturday with designer sunglasses as well. And then he comes back and he says that he's going to cut back on his cutting back on the amount of meat that he eats to reduce his carbon footprint, which obviously is not the news that dairy farmers and beef farmers in Ireland want. Right, we'll move on with some more music here. Why not Gentle Mother from Foster and Ellen?
By the side of a clear crystal fountain, there stands a lonely churchyard closely by. There's a tombstone decorated with primroses in the memory of the
loved one passed away. Shall I ne'er see you more, gentle mother? In the fields where the wild flowers grow, gathering flowers as they grew amongst the wild wood, and I cherish, 'twas no trouble unto you. Some children take a liking to their parents,
Foster and Allen there, who were toured New Zealand almost this time last year, end of February, early March. And of course that song there, Gentle Mother, was the song that put Big Tom, the late Big Tom, on the map. And of course Big Tom passed away in April. His beloved wife Rose died about this time last year, or towards the end of January. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out in Wellington, Christchurch on Saturday night, and Wellington and Capity Coast on Sunday evening, Sunday night, and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. And again, thanks to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support of the programme now in its 31st year of broadcasting, and many of them with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, certainly Irish people spent big over Christmas. €1 billion was spent on food and drink. And just an example, on beer and lager, 98 million. Wine, 169 million spent on wine. Cider, 19 million spent on wine. Pre-packaged cakes and pastries, 42 million. Pre-packaged dips, 1.2 million. Chocolate confectionery, 111 million, nearly 112 million. And carbonated soft drinks, 55 million. And fresh cream, 10 million. And they compared that in last year, and it's gone up. So the boom in sales were driven by shoppers shelling out almost 700 each on groceries in December, up more than €150 on a normal month. Supermarkets saw sales of mince pies, Christmas puddings and dips soaring, but it was booze that saw the biggest rise in, what do you call it, the spending that was done before Christmas. But to get through the long winter nights, you've got Dancing with the Stars. A new season is on at the moment, so all the dancers are strutting their stuff there, and people are getting the chance to vote for them, or there is like the entertainment programme we had here in New Zealand. But former Irish international out half, Peter Stringer, is leading the way there on the sportsman's front. In fact, he might even be called into the Irish squad, because three of the top halfbacks after Sexton are all suffering, have all suffered injuries that's keeping them out of their clubs and provincial and indeed the Irish team for the opening match, which is against England at Lansdowne Road. And of course, tickets for the Rugby World Cup, which takes place in Japan this year, another tractor that went on sale today. But it looks like that all of the matches involving Japan are sold out. The final is sold out. All Black South Africa match is practically sold out, and Ireland-Japan match sold out as well. So if you were planning to go to the World Cup and you haven't got a ticket, you'll be paying through the roof now to get a ticket for the tournament in which is taking place in Japan from the end of September to the end of October. Right, let's have Mundy and Galway Girl here.
I took a stroll around the old Long Walk on the day I met a little girl and we stopped to talk. Stopped the AI. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Because her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl down to Salt Hill Park with the Galway Girl. Because her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave it a twirl. And then I lost my heart to a Galway girl.
Yes, indeed, Sharon Shannon there along with Mundy and their version of Galway Girl. And I think that's probably a better version than the one that Ed Sheeran had. He had his own Galway Girl, which featured around the time that he toured New Zealand this time last year. Righto, what else has been happening in Ireland? Well, as I said, the main story that's dominating all the news is the vote in the House of Commons last night and the implications it will have for Ireland. And until further negotiations take place, Theresa May has to come back with details of a new plan within the next 3 days. Well, it's 3 working days, so she doesn't have to come back till Monday. Nobody knows what's going to happen. But if it's Britain leaves without a deal, which many of the Brexiters are calling for, it's going to leave huge issues. Like, there were basically agreements on 90% of the withdrawal agreements, but the backstop with Northern Ireland was a big issue. And I see that Theresa May said yesterday before the vote that if it was voted down, it would speed up a united Ireland and an independent Scotland. So very interesting times ahead, and with the fact that Theresa May could be out of office, she could be out today if there's some of her backbench MPs vote against her as Prime Minister. But it's expected probably that no confidence won't go through. But I'm sure she probably at this stage would prefer probably to be doing something else, because she was thrown basket case. But she made some mistakes. She certainly thought that by bringing some of the people, the pro-Brexiters into the tent with her, that that would work in her favour. That didn't. She also called a snap election, thinking that she could get a further mandate to really push through the exit strategy for Britain. That didn't work, and then she was forced to rely on the support of the Democratic Unionist MPs, the 10 MPs, to keep her in power. And of course, they negotiated some 1 billion extra of spending for Northern Ireland. And yet at the same time, they won't negotiate, well, both, one is bad, one is worse, between themselves and Sinn Féin about forming a new executive in Northern Ireland, which probably won't happen until it's almost 2 years now since Mark McGuinness pulled the plug over the Cash for Ash scheme involving Arlene Foster. Arlene Foster, and 2 years has gone by, and Northern Ireland has no direct government. So it'll be very interesting to see how things go in the Republic, because, you know, Ireland's has a big export trade with Britain, and it's a big worrying issue, especially for people in the agricultural sector. But the politicians who are elected will have to make some tough decisions now, so we'll have to see how they, what do you call it, work out. Right, the Wolf Tones, My Heart Is in Ireland.
Green, the country we It's there I long to be. Her hills and her valleys are calling to me. Though born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me.
Yes. Popular song on the program here that is My Heart is in Ireland, and the Wolf Tones almost bringing us into of another edition of Ireland Calling, which you've been listening to for the last hour, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. You might have been listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Wellington on a Sunday evening, Sunday night, Kapiti Coast and Christchurch on a Saturday night, and hopefully you've enjoyed the program and the selection of music. And I see where this Galway man said it was like Connacht beating the All Blacks. End of the Mac Bully is a headline as Supermax in trade Mac win over McDonald's. So Supermax, set up by Pat McDonough, is a chain of fast food restaurants, started off in Ballinasloe and now has certainly grown all around Ireland. And McDonald's felt that the name Supermax was impinging on the name that they had Big Mac, but the European Court has ruled in European Union Intellectual Property Office has ruled in Supermax favour, so that they can use the name, and now they can expand and move in, expand their business into England, where McDonald's has stopped them using the name of Supermax. So he compared it to Connacht beating the mighty All Blacks. So well done to Pat McDonough, and he's the proud sponsor of the Galway hurling and football teams as well. So that's about it for another week. Thanks again for tuning in. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme, and you'll come back in next week, and we'll have more news about what's happening in Ireland and the fallout from Brexit. I'll leave you tonight with a piece of music from Enya.